everybody seems to have their own point of view. In time, my friend, there'll be another. Everybody wants to tell me what I should do, but I don't know if I'll recover. My love was real, yours was tender. There is nothing else I know we could have done, 'cause I believe in sweet surrender. What did I do? Did I deserve it? Have I been careless with you, baby? What can I do to make it better?
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 182. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Erasure, for better or worse. That song is called When I Start To, and then Break It All Down in parentheses. That is on the band's album Tomorrow's World, which will come out October 4th on Mute Records. Erasure is a band that's been around for 25 years, and I did love their early work. But this all brings up a point addressed last week. I was at the record bar for a Hidden Picture show, and Richard was there, and he played a new song and said it was inspired by a conversation he had had with the singer in the band, Michelle, and they were discussing the lifespan of bands, and she indicated that bands had 15 years tops, and he disagreed entirely. I've got to go with Michelle on this. Is there any band that's putting out music 15 years after they started that is good? Not respectable. I mean, a few bands might still be respectable. Nobody's putting out music that's the best in their career 15 years after they started. Am I wrong? Send me an email. Let me know. Anyway, time to do a podcast. And let's actually, speaking of the record bar, a band that played here last week. This is the Cute Leopers. The song is called Head Over Heels.
We'll be right back.
that set there. That was the band Something Fierce with the song Future Punks. That's on the band's new album Don't Be Cruel, which came out April of this year on Dirt Nap Records. A band from Houston, Texas there, currently on tour with the Cute Leopards, who started off that set. Name of that song was Head Over Heels. That's on the band's album Adventure Time, which came out in April as well on 1234 Go Records out of Seattle. A wonderful concert, not well attended. Shame on you, Kansas City. But the rest of you, you've got a chance. The band's on tour for about the next month and a half, so catch that tour when it comes through your town. I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. Hopefully, I make good choices, get new music that's great, and make a great podcast, and you come back week after week to listen to it. And sometimes, well, maybe I was curious about something, maybe I was hoodwinked, but sometimes things are not A1. But that's okay, because we all learn from those mistakes, and maybe I've saved you from making the same mistake. Or maybe your tastes are entirely different than mine, and you're just loving on it. So, let's continue on here. I've got a couple of tracks here. First from a band called We Barbarians. This song is called Headspace.
Things are shifting.
Track by Alol. The name of that song is called Some Love, and that's on the band's album Confetti, which came out April of this year on Mush Records, a band out of Chicago, Illinois. They have a new EP out. I believe it might be called like Confetti Leftovers or something, but it's a collection of tracks that did not make the album. And so if you're a fan of that and you've already got the album, go back and get that EP. You may find other things you enjoy. Before that, we heard from We Barbarians with the track Headspace. That's on an EP of the same name, which comes out August 30th on Baranimal Records. I saw We Barbarians opening up for Rah Rah Riot, about a year ago now in Northampton, Mass., and they put on a really good show. I've been waiting for that to come out for a long time, and now we have that EP. I also see that we're about at the end of the show here, so let me get some business out of the way, let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 182. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com or follow us on Twitter at SidMuchRock. We're going to end things this week, as we do often, with a track a little bit off the beaten path. Kind of started with one this week, too, so it's a bookends, I guess. We're going to play a track by a band called L-Storm. This is a band that roughly falls into the folk metal genre. And if you listen to the podcast regularly, you'll know I have a soft spot for Viking metal and other folk metal. This, however, is a Celtic band that think they're pirates. It's oddly enough not the first of the genre, but they seem to be the most popular and certainly the ongoing concern. So the name of the song I'm going to play is called Rum, What Else? And it's on the band's album Back Through Time, which came out in June on Napalm Records. As I said, the band is out of Scotland, and it's like for fans of you Dropkick Murphys. A little bit of Celtic in there, a lot of guitars, a lot of very big choruses, and keytars. Everyone loves keytar. Thank you very much for listening. You'll hear me again next week.
The time for